folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. We say this each week. We love hearing from all of you, your comments, stories, ideas, especially if you've got a field report to give us. Hunting season is underway. Get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email BendRadioShow@gmail.com. Ride along, as always, is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, first off, we are kicking off a new month, so I want to bring it up. It is National Chili Month.
Ooh. I make the best chili.
Okay, so Tigger and I both have our own variations of chili, all right? And I got to say, yours is pretty dang good.
Mine is thick, if you like kind of a thick, heavy chili, but it's one of those where you eat a bowl and a half and you're done for the day. It's very heavy.
But let them know why it's so heavy. You use more than just the usual hamburger and maybe a can of beans.
I've got multiple different kinds of beans. There's sausage in it. There's burger. I mean, it's almost more of a stew. It's like a, because I call it, don't I call it like a rancher's stew, or do I just call it Tigger's Chili Surprise?
I think we keep changing the names of it, and it's become a tradition here that when we host a Halloween party, Tigger makes a big batch. Even the nephews, the nieces, they're all always wondering, oh, are we going to get Tigger's chili?
Right, and when they, since you said, you know, hunting season, is upon us, whenever you and the nephews are out hunting and it's cold, it's always, oh, is there some of that chili with us?
Exactly.
It's very heavy. It's very good. You want the recipe, just fire us an email.
And otherwise, if you have a recipe you want us to try because you think your chili needs to be compared to Tigger's, we'd love to give it a try, too. So you can email that to BendRadioShow@gmail.com. Now let's head into the news. This one made me smile. Get this. We've got a record-breaking hunting story that's as heartwarming as it is impressive. According to Outdoor Life, 14-year-old Samantha Bartlett just became the youngest hunter ever to tag a bull elk in Pennsylvania, and she did it with a single well-placed shot from her crossbow. It all happened in the early morning hours of September 16th, deep in the mountains of north-central Pennsylvania. Samantha and her dad, Noel, had already spent three long days hiking and hunting, holding out for the right bull. On the fourth day, it finally came together. After hearing two bulls fighting at dawn, Samantha and her guide crept through tall grass and waited. With a few cow calls, a massive bull came trotting in. At 40 yards, Samantha took the shot and nailed it. The 6x7 bull elk went down within 100 yards, and the rest was history. The animal is estimated at 800 pounds, and the rack green scored at 310 inches. Getting the bull out, that was a whole different story. The team dragged it downhill for 4 hours. No vehicles allowed, proving once again that the hunt doesn't end with the shot. Her bull was officially checked at a game station in Benzet, where state officials confirmed Samantha's place in the record books. This big moment was made possible by a lucky draw for a limited bull elk tag and by a new law allowing Sunday hunting in Pennsylvania for the first time, giving young hunters like Samantha more opportunities. So what's next for her? She's got her sights set on the Pennsylvania Quad Trophy. Elk, black bear, turkey, and deer, all with a crossbow.
Wow.
Talk about ambitious. Congratulations, girl.
So the Sunday hunting has become quite popular now that Pennsylvania opened that up, because we heard from our buddy Greg, and he said, yeah, everybody is just jumping through the roof that they're able to hunt on Sundays.
Yeah, that's right. Greg Clark mentioned that to us last month, bringing up the fact that they were all excited. And I didn't realize that there were states that did not allow Sunday hunting.
Yeah, because ours is 24-7. No, not 24-7, but I mean, you know what I'm trying to say.
Sun up to sundown, honey.
Thank you for clarifying that in case anybody's listening.
All right. Now let's listen to this story here. According to the Summit Daily, a 57-year-old hunter from Illinois is safe today thanks to a combination of military experience, calm thinking, and solid preparation. After spending two freezing nights alone in the rugged backcountry of Jackson County, Colorado, On Monday, September 22nd, 2025, the man became separated from his group near the Three Sisters trailhead in the Raw Wilderness. The last anyone heard from him was a text saying he was lost just before 3:30 p.m. that day. His phone later went dark, and with winter weather rolling in, it was too dangerous for search teams to head out that night. By the next day, over 20 agencies, including search and rescue teams, deputies, and wildlife officials, launched a full-scale search in snowy, cold, and windy conditions. Air support was grounded, and rescuers battled through the backcountry on foot. Despite the brutal storm and tough terrain, the search effort continued into a second day. Then, on the afternoon of Wednesday, September 24th, hope came from above. The hunter was able to place several 911 calls, helping rescuers pinpoint his location. At around 1 p.m., air support spotted him alive and in good health. So how did he make it? The hunter credited his survival to his military training, staying calm, building a fire, and using his sleeping bag and layers to stay warm. A big thanks we want to give out to the Jackson and Grand Counties responders, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, search dog teams, and all others who helped pull off this dramatic rescue. But moral of the story, being prepared can make all the difference, especially when Mother Nature has other plans.
Beck, do you maybe need to read that last line one more time for you? Just go ahead and read it. Just say it right there. Being prepared can. Say it.
I said earlier,
say
yes,
it again.
Be prepared can make all the difference.
Thank you.
That is why I have a Tigger in my life. I do feel that I prepare for most backcountry trips very well. However, Tigger has upped my game. I will give you credit. You always go through my gear just to make sure I didn't leave anything out. And it's usually something of the smallest nature that I might leave out. Say one of those.
Like moleskin.
Yes.
Is a game changer, by the way. If you don't have some, go to Walmart and buy a pack of moleskin. It's better than bandages.
Or those little blankets, the SOL brand.
Oh yes, those Sol emergency bivvies. They come in a little orange pouch. They're only like $20. Yeah, we've got several of those.
I got to
say. One in each vehicle all the time.
Absolutely. That's an item that everybody should have in their pack, regardless what time of the year it is if you're heading into the backcountry. Now we head to Wyoming. According to the Kiowa County Press, Wyoming is at the forefront of a renewed push to remove Endangered Species Act protections from grizzly bears in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. Representative Harriet Hageman has introduced the Grizzly Bear State Management Act of 2025, which supporters say reflects decades of conservation success. Grizzly bears in the region have rebounded from just a few hundred in the 1970s to nearly 1,000 today, meeting recovery targets set back in 1993. Advocates argue it's time to return management to the states, allowing for more flexible and responsive action on local issues, especially as livestock conflicts rise. Last year, grizzlies killed 91 cattle in Wyoming, the highest number on record. The bill also aims to cut through federal red tape, reinstating a Trump-era delisting rule and blocking future legal challenges that have stalled similar efforts. Supporters say it will free up resources at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and help speed up energy development and wildlife responses. While environmental groups warn that grizzlies still face genetic and habitat threats, Wyoming leaders say the bear has recovered and state wildlife agencies are ready to manage them responsibly. Wyoming stance, grizzlies have recovered. It's time to let states take the reins. I want to know what your thoughts are on this. Please send us a text or give us a call at 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. It's time for a short break. You're going to want to stick with us because this next topic affects each and every one of us. You're listening to The Bend Show. Get ready for this, an unforgettable experience at Cattlemen's Week 2025 Annual Pheasant Hunt, hosted by Jorgensen Land and Cattle. November 20th through the 23rd at the Lazy J Grand Lodge in Ideal, South Dakota. Enjoy world-class pheasant hunting while building connections and sharing insights with fellow cattlemen, women, and industry professionals. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or brand new to the sport, there's something for everyone. Register online at Ranch ranchchannel.com or JorgensenFarms.com. Mark your calendars for Cattlemen's Week 2025. Camaraderie, conversation, and pheasant hunting at its finest.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs wishing you and yours a safe and successful hunting season.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one, Medora Boot and Western Wear.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and Ride Along Shotgun, my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Like I said, this next topic, it affects each and every one of us. As we kick off October, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but I want to actually make it Cancer Awareness Month here on The Ben Show, as well as looking out for your health care, because at the end of the day, we all either are affected or know somebody that is affected with their health at some point or another. For those of you that are maybe new to following us along, I was diagnosed myself with squamous cell carcinoma back in 2021. At first, you're thinking squamous cell carcinoma, that's skin cancer. Well, for me, it was a rare case, FYI. I initially thought I had found breast cancer because I had found it deep inside a breast on my left side against my rib cage. Further testing went in, and after a biopsy, they realized I had squamous cell carcinoma, which immediately threw red flags up, because that is, if it is found deep inside your body, typically it would be like a lung cancer, and they never could find the primary. So I became heightened on the list of, what do we do with her?
You were an anomaly is what you're saying.
I was an anomaly. They said, Mayo Clinic said less than 1% chance of this ever occurring. So there you go. I am unique, Tigger. Well, I'm happy to say, yes, I have been in remission now for several years. And I do want to say, if you have not had yourself checked lately, I don't care if you're male or female, please do this. We're ending out the end of the year. You probably have already met maybe your deductible. Regardless, your family members, your loved ones, they want to see you for the long run. So please get in and get your physicals and get yourself checked, okay? Next topic, though, is I want to share is part of my story, which discusses the financial impacts of going through such a health crisis. As you can imagine, I underwent 12 rounds of chemotherapy, 8 weeks of daily radiation. And while my insurance was a blessing, I quickly discovered that being covered doesn't mean you're not vulnerable to costly billing mistakes. That's what I'm keying in on, is billing mistakes, ones that could cost you thousands of dollars if you're not paying attention. So one thing that came across in my situation is, of course, as you can imagine, you're diagnosed with something like cancer. You go through all of these different pre-scans, including, in my case, I had a PET scan on top of it. Well, I hit my max out of pocket rather quickly.
In like 48 seconds.
I mean, I maxed that sucker out. To the max, we'll put it that way. However, I was receiving bills on my online statement from my healthcare provider. As you all know, most healthcare providers are trying to push you onto online payments. They want you to go onto your My Chart, is what the facility I use, the app they have, and they send you these bills, and you automatically assume it's been sent to your insurance, and what is left is what you actually owe, right? And if you don't pay it, you start getting these nasty emails saying your account is overdue. Well, I sat there scratching my head going, how could I still be averaging around $900 a month after I'd already hit my max out of pocket? So I was calling my insurance company and finding out, and they said, look at your EOB. And I started matching it.
So explain what EOB is.
Oh, thanks for slowing me down.
You're used to dealing with this, because I got to say, y'all, this was actually a full-time job that you going through all of this information and scrutinizing every detail of your insurance statement.
Okay, so if you are not aware what an EOB is, it stands for Explanation of Benefits, and it is mailed to you by your insurance provider. And it is in a way so that you can look at your healthcare bill from the healthcare provider and match it to what insurance has received from your healthcare provider. Well, in doing so, and if you think about it, it's almost like a bank statement and matching it to your checking account, right? After comparing the EOB to the hospital bills, I saw that some of my treatments weren't even being submitted to my insurance company. Instead, I was being billed directly as if I had no coverage at all.
By no means are we saying anything negative about the insurance company. We aren't saying anything negative about the treatments that you received. It's just we want people to be very proactive and vigilant when you're going through this, because when it comes to cancer, everybody goes through the exact same thing. You want to start treatments yesterday, right? I mean, literally, when you're sitting in there in the office and you're like, man, I want to get going right now. Time is of the essence. And you don't think about some of these other things. So were we getting extra bills in the mail? Is that how you discovered this and you started sitting down and going line item by line item through the two different statements?
Yes, that's exactly what was happening, because I knew in the back of my head, I had already hit my max out of pocket within a month and a half of being diagnosed with cancer. And I knew I shouldn't be receiving any more bills because I wasn't doing any crazy out there. I wasn't doing any trials, for example. I wasn't doing anything other than what was already pre-authorized by my insurance to have done. And these reoccurring bills had me thinking, and that's after I had several calls to my insurance company, and I all of a sudden realized that my EOB was not matching what they were receiving on their end from the hospital.
So clerical error was what you're saying.
Yes.
But a big time clerical error. I mean, this was thousands of dollars by the time it added up month after month after month.
I figured out, had I not caught on to this, we would have been... it would have costed us over $10,000 extra dollars. Think about that. That's a lot of change, and it could have exceeded even further. But what I found out was that you really have to watch it, because whether it's human error or AI error, and for those of you that don't know, a lot of hospitals are implementing AI in different departments to help them out with the lack of personnel. So you really need to be aware when you receive that online statement, or if you get it in the mail, hopefully you still get it in the mail, but I know most healthcare providers are pushing us to use apps like MyChart or such to keep the billing on track, that you have to still do your due diligence and go through all of those line items so that you don't have extra charges. And never be afraid to call either the healthcare billing department or your insurance to have somebody walk you through it. They're more than happy to do so, because at the end of the day, it can cost you money and it can add up really fast. All right, to summarize this, quick takeaways. Trust your gut, okay? I'm telling you. Wait to receive your EOB before paying anything. Always compare your dates, services, and costs between the EOB and your hospital bill. Call your insurance company if anything doesn't line up. And then contact that healthcare provider's billing department and request that charges be resubmitted if needed. Those are the keys.
Can I add something there?
Yes.
Your notes were excellent. I mean, you literally had a binder and you had all of your notes in order, because come on, you went through 12 weeks of chemotherapy and radiation, but that doesn't count all the appointments prior. That doesn't count all the appointments after. You had everything, and it was dated, and you kept notes of everything that was going on.
And now when you fast forward, because I have been in remission for a few years now, I got to say, I still match my EOB to any of my medical bills. And guess what? I do still find errors. And like I said, whether it's human error or AI error, it can occur, and I don't want to see that happen to you. If you have any questions or would like to visit about this further with me, I'd love to do so with you. Call or text 305-900-2363. Feel free to leave a voicemail. I will get back to you. As well as you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. All right, crew, we're going to change gears next when we come back from the break. Stay where you are. You're listening to The Bend Show. You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to the Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist. This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. Now, if you're heading to the Texas coast, watch your step. A surprising surge of rare, pink, meany jellyfish has marine scientists scratching their heads. These jellyfish are no joke. Get this, they can weigh up to 50 pounds, and their tentacles can stretch as long as 70 feet. Think about that, Tigger. Our shop is 60 feet long. A jellyfish with tentacles that are 70 feet long? Well, from Port Aransas to Corpus Christi, beachgoers are spotting more of them than ever before. Marine biologist Jace Tunnell from Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi, says it's unlike anything he's seen in years of beachcombing. He says he grew up on the beach and has never seen one until this year. The pink meany was only officially recognized in 2011 and is known for its cotton candy color and its appetite for other jellyfish, especially moon jellies, which are currently blooming in Gulf waters. So what do you do if you get stung? What do you think, Tigger?
It sounds like an episode of Friends.
You're thinking about that scene. Was it Joey that said LP on you?
Yep. Yep. Said that to Monica.
Okay. Well,
is that what you're supposed to do?
Well, get this. What I found is that you may not want to pee on yourself or your friend. This is what they're telling me, according to ChatGPT. That's where I went for this source.
Uh-huh.
Look at that. See, at least I'm being honest about where I went. They say that while the sting isn't life-threatening, it can hurt, lasting about 10 minutes with red marks that stay for a couple of days. Here's how to treat it. Get out of the water immediately. That's kind of like, duh, right?
No brainer on that one.
Remove tentacles carefully using gloves or a tool. Don't use your bare hands. Rinse the sting with seawater, not fresh water. I had not heard that before. Now, this one had me scratching my head. They say to pour vinegar over the sting to neutralize any remaining stinging cells.
How many people have vinegar in their boat?
Well, that's
or you go
on
to
the beach.
I'm thinking... On.
You're strolling the beach and you've got vinegar handy.
I like Joey's idea of what he did to Monica myself.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You're horrible. But no, I really want to know what your thoughts are out there. Do you have a true cure-all or know exactly what to do if you get stung by a jellyfish? Because I've walked on beaches and I've seen jellyfish washed ashore, made sure I walked way around them.
And we are so far from a beach right now. I mean, we are about as far as you can get from any beach. So those people that are near the coast weigh in on this.
We're more similar to the George Strait song, Oceanfront Property.
Exactly.
And, you know? So that's what has me interesting. Does vinegar truly work? Now, they also say you can apply hot, not scalding water for about 20 minutes to ease the pain. I don't know anybody that's got hot, scalding water on the beach either.
Or a kettle that you're boiling.
But the other big thing they say with jellyfish is to avoid rubbing the area because it can really enhance an allergic reaction. So, all right, just so you know, those of you wondering if you're going to the shorelines in Texas, experts say these jellyfish likely won't stick around once cooler weather hits. Both moon jellies and pink meanies are expected to disappear from Texas' shores. Now, if you're heading to the beach, I'm going to say it one more time. According to ChatGPT, keep your eyes open and your vinegar bottle handy.
And for those of you wondering about the whole Monica and Joey situation, according to experts, no, you should not pee on a jellyfish sting. That's an old wise tale, has been debunked by medical experts because urine is not an effective treatment for jellyfish stings. I guess I'm out of luck.
Just
thankfully for you.
Don't do it, okay? All right, crew, we're going to call this show wrapped for this week. And remember to keep sending in any questions or comments you might have, as well as your area's field reports. That number again, call or text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners that came along again. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.